That's right, people. I want to welcome you out to the show today. It's a beautiful day. We should be giving thanks. The gratitude should be at an all-time high, people. That is right. And since today is so beautiful, and you know, I decided to actually go live on my podcast and give this also very important lecture that we should give thanks. We should give gratitude just because, guess what? The sun rose once again, as well as it's going to rise tomorrow. My thing is, do you take it for granted, collective? The simple things in life, do you actually appreciate them? So today we're back down the rabbit hole once again. Oh yeah, it's beautiful. And I get asked this question frequently, and I think it's about time that I address it. And it's simple. I get asked how to raise your vibrational frequency. What does it mean to raise your vibrational frequency? What does it involve? Is it beneficial to my life? So we're gonna dwell in it, and we're gonna tap into the frequency of raising your vibrational frequency on this lecture. And we're gonna get into the mind of Ray Massey, and I'm gonna have a build with my higher self as I break down to the collective on just how to raise your vibrational frequency. Don't you go nowhere, collective. We about to tap in, and we about to dive a little deeper into this rabbit hole that we call life. Don't you go nowhere, people. This is Ray Massey. How to raise your vibrational frequency. We about to tap in. Don't you go nowhere. That's right, people. I want to welcome you back to the show. The transitions were beautiful. I hope you enjoyed them. We had to pay the bills. I like saying that, you know. It's like actually projecting, you know, putting yourself in them spaces. You get it? Inner spaces in your own Merkaba. You dig? You are the spaceship, collective. Remember that. Now, speaking of your spaceship, now let's take a trip right now to inner space. So, collective, what does it mean to raise your vibrational frequency? What does it involve? What does it benefit to raise my vibrational frequency? How does it benefit my life? What does that even mean, collective? I'm gonna tell you, look, listen, it's not like Dragon Ball Z, okay? Look, listen, let's get Goku and Vegeta and Trunks, you know what I mean? Let's get that, you know, out of your brain for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. It's not like that. Very much the same concept, but not like you see it happening on anime. Okay? Now, the way it works in this system, okay, is your awareness. Listen, your awareness literally dictates how powerful you truly are, collective. Now, to increase awareness is to broaden your perspective and how you have to look at things from many different perspectives. And listen, at the end of it all, collective, once you've looked at it from many different perspectives, it comes right back to you, trusting your own intuition, because you ultimately have to make up your own mind. And the best way to achieve that is tapping into or activating what is known as Christ consciousness. Now, I often get asked frequently, Ray Massey, what is Christ consciousness? Well, Christ consciousness, collective, is grand peak awareness. Peak, the highest. The highest state of knowing and being, such as a, listen, many people ask me, let me repeat it, what is Christ consciousness? Christ consciousness is basically, in a nutshell, without getting too elaborate, peak awareness. It's the highest state of knowing and being, such as living by higher ethics, all right, and doing what is best and not what is customary. Okay, doing what is best, living by higher ethics, and not what is customary. Now, it is very safe to say that we have to seriously take a closer look at our profound figures, well known throughout religion. Okay, now, if you dare to do so, what you'll find will amaze you, collective. It'll anger you. It'll frustrate you. It will have you misunderstood. But at the end of it all, what it will ultimately do, it will free you, okay? It'll free you of everything you thought you didn't do and everything you know that you knew. Now, what you'll find is these figures were more spiritual than religious. In fact, they all taught love and enlightenment. That was truly their roles in these stories. Now, we're going to break this thing down in a major way. And this is where it gets real tricky and sticky. Now, and I wrote some serious notes down for this, and I want to be real direct and clear. So give me 1 second. We about to, because you know, time is an illusion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our time and break this thing down on how to raise your vibrational frequency. So give me a sec. Let me go grab my other journal so we can get to it. Okay, now, collective, it's going down. Now, picking right back up where we left off. Listen, as a matter of fact, I feel like we need to go take a better, you know, a real figurative look at all of our figures, well known throughout religion. Now, they basically taught love and enlightenment. And what you'll find is that they were way more spiritual than religious. Okay? Now, let's get to some facts. Let's indulge. Now, in the Bible, okay, Jonah goes inside of a whale's mouth for 3 days, collective. Just like in the Quran, when Muhammad hides in a cave for 3 days. Just like Jesus dies in a tomb for 3 days, collective. Now, it's a metaphor of going within oneself, purging the negative energies from one's mind and bringing the dark night of the soul to the light of the day. Now, let me repeat that. In the Bible, Jonah goes inside of a whale's mouth for 3 days. Just like in the Quran, Muhammad hides in a cave for 3 days. Just like Jesus dies in a tomb for 3 days. It's a metaphor of going within oneself, purging the negative energies from one's mind and bringing the dark night of the soul to the light of the day. Raising your vibrational frequency. Now, let's talk about enlightenment. Enlightenment means lighten the mind. Enlightenment means lighten the mind. Now, our school system makes us left brain dominant. Since the left part of our brain controls the right side of our bodies, okay? The left brain deals with the exoteric. That's exoteric. Meaning, and literal thought, okay? So the left brain deals with the exoteric, meaning and literal thought, while the right brain deals with the esoteric, that's E-S-O-teric, with the esoteric, deeper meaning and bigger picture. For an example, okay? In the book of Exodus, when Moses leads his Hebrew people, okay? Moses leads his Hebrew people out of Egypt from slavery and brings them from the left side of the Red Sea to the right side of the Red Sea. This is a metaphor about coming out of the lower mind into the higher mind state of consciousness, or from the left hemisphere of the brain to the right hemisphere of the brain. Now, in John 21st chapter 6 verse, Jesus tells the people in the boat that the reason they have no luck catching any fish is because they haven't casted their nets on the right side of the boat. Now, it is a metaphor about bringing your awareness to the right side hemisphere and activating those trillions of dormant DNA cells in the brain. Now, listen, statistics say that we only use 10% of our brains, collective. Now, in fact, that is what tithing in the Bible is supposed to be about. Now, what am I saying? Look, in today's society, collective, tithing is when churchgoers give 10% of their money to a church and not the church, which is yourself. The 10%, okay, collective, listen to me clear. The 10% is referring to the 10% of our brains that we use now, operating all in the left hemisphere of the brain. Now, we are supposed to give 10% of our left hemisphere to our right hemisphere. Let me repeat. We are supposed to give 10% of our left hemisphere to our right hemisphere. So that way we can go back to being our full potential. Now, 100% of your left hemisphere is carnal. Collective? Yes. 100% of your left hemisphere is carnal, and it deals with the animalistic nature. This is dealing with the five senses. Now, so when Jesus dies on the cross, collective, with his five wounds, it means that the five senses are being given back to God. and he rewards us with the sixth sense, which is called Christ consciousness. Big facts, collective. Big facts. And listen, collective, I think I'm gonna wrap it up and end it right there. Listen, I just wanted to drop some heat. I wanted to bring some facts, and I wanted to let you guys know and give you some insight on just what does it mean, how deep does it go when we're talking about raising our vibrational frequency. It starts with you going within yourself, collective. You have to face yourself, and you definitely have to be able to sit with yourself and really have the, you know, the real conversation, the deep conversation with yourself. I love you, collective, but more importantly, love yourself. I'm Ray Massey. Peace.